welcome to Talking with Chivalry. I'm your host, Antoine, and I am very, very, very excited that you're tuned in with us today. Last week was very interesting. It was very interesting. I had to do a little housework, clean up, you know, and if I don't start working out, all it takes is two squats, and I feel that in my hamstrings for about a couple of days. But as always, the weekend seems to bring that recharge that I always need. But today's topic will be about helping you drill down on your thoughts and ask, what are you building? What are you building for yourself? Because we're all given the same amount of hours in the day to create something for ourselves. Most people's time may be preoccupied by a job or business, but it is what you do with that free time, that window, no matter how big or small of time, is what I want to discuss about today. Today is not like yesterday, and yesterday is different from last week. Why? Because you've been building a foundation for yourself. You know, you've been creating something solid for yourself to stand on, and this slab cannot be damaged by anyone else. It's built by you. This is what I say to myself every morning as soon as I wake, so that I can shine before I rise. You know, I just basically flip that rise and shine and turn it around to me as soon as I wake up, think about something positive that I'm doing before I rise. And allow me to elaborate on this thought method for a few moments with you. But have you ever built or created something and a handful of people showed the least amount of interest? Or how about when you felt that you were putting your all into a project or developing a business, and the people that should care just simply didn't? That's understandable. And to know that this could affect your spirit emotionally, you know, you could be down about it. You know, it hurts. You know, I mean, if not for our loved ones, then who are we trying to improve for? And the reason for this session is to try to elaborate that all you need is the idea, the action, and your own hands to clap for yourself. That is all you need to build a solid foundation for yourself. You know, be your own cheerleader. You know, the foundation can be formed in the form of multiple things, such as your mind, body, spirit, career, business, entrepreneurship, project, relationships, and among other areas. There isn't just one thing that you can build, but know whatever it is, make sure that it is truly something that you believe in. And I, as always, I like to utilize myself, be transparent. But when I started my first business, I had the mindset that as big as my family is, that I was going to be able to quit my day job in months. I really thought that. But it didn't turn out that way. And I thought it didn't turn out the way I wanted it to at all, you know. But it did teach me a lesson, a very valuable lesson. That the market does not pay for effort, it pays for results. You know, how can I expect people to do business with me if I haven't produced any results? How can I tell people to go check out my products if I haven't created anything? You know, a very valuable lesson indeed, and allowed me to build, experiment, and create a foundation for myself that I can show as my body of work. A chance for me to display my production, wisdom, results, and accomplishments without me ever having to tell anyone what it is exactly I was in the business of. I also learned that even if someone does not support your business or product at that time, someone in the near future may find what you're saying and doing at this present time of the most important information that they are seeking at that time. Little wordplay there. But that is why it's so important to keep building. You know, success rarely comes overnight, and with the creations that you're building, you are practicing and honing in on your skill sets. So let's say, like, by creating blogs, you're developing your writing skills. By creating a podcast, you're developing your speaking skills. By creating courses, you're developing your leadership and teaching skills. By building projects on your spare time, you're creating your own hands-on experiences. By building your business, you're setting up your transition out of your day or night job. By continuing to build regardless of anyone else's approval or acceptance, you're establishing authority in whatever it is you choose to delve in. So ask yourself, what are you building? Or what am I building? What are you going to create for yourself that will allow you to positively not be dissuaded by life's lessons? Because those lessons are coming, whether you want them to or not. Something that if you were to be removed from your present situation, you will just simply apply more time and pressure into what you have built or what you are building. And one final note I would like to speak on is, I understand how difficult it could be to mentally and physically be drained from doing something else all day long, and then you're expected to build something with the rest of your day when all you want to do is relax. You're expected to spend your off days building and creating when you just want a little time for yourself and your family. And trust me, I understand, and I've been there, man. For example, in the beginning, you know, when I mentioned about me taking 2 squats and feeling it all week, you know, but that doesn't mean to stop. I have to keep pushing. You know, this is where success comes from. If you know when you push through this phase, you will see the fruits of your labor, the blooming of your seeds, and the results of your efforts. So with that being said, I do hope you appreciate our site, Chivalry Jones. You know, learn a great deal and focus on building yourself for the person that you are to become. So stay strong, stay resilient, and keep fighting for a better you. Thank you. Hey, hey. Are you looking for insight, topics, and thoughts on ways you can grow your own personal development? To find ways to embrace and develop your own strengths instead of looking for it within others? Or even to build wealth within real estate, your business, and even strategies to get your career to the next level? Well, tune in with us at chivalryjones.com, where we accept positive vibes only, an engaging community, and straight to the information that you need. So now that you are listening to Talking with Chivalry and looking to become a better you, how about you kick your feet up, sit back, mind your business, and relax, and let's vibe.